Today's shiur is sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program to learn halacha at a high level under the auspices of Rav Remenzal, with an option for smicha. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the Nuzman beginning now, learning Hilchos Shabbos and Basar B'chalav.
Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Samach Hei, and we are on Samach Dalet on a base. We'll start at the two dots. Today is one of those dafin that Rav Meir Shapira would have said, I never meant that you're supposed to only spend 48 minutes on the daf, but we will do our best in terms of squeezing in a couple of Shas topics that come up on today's daf, see how far we get. Three or four of them that we could really spend an entire shir on, but Kedushin Samach Hei is one of those dafim. Okay, so Samach Dalet Amud Beis, we will start back with the two dots on the second wide line. So if you remember, the Mishnah spoke about two different cases where somebody was Makadish his daughter, or one of his daughters, he doesn't know which one of his daughters that he calls Agdola, one of his daughters that he calls Aktana. So each one, there's a Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir in each one says they're all Asur except for the extreme one that can't mean that word, meaning in the case of Agdola, all of them, both groups are also except the youngest one in the youngest group. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, the opposite. They're all mutter except for the oldest one in the oldest group. And the machlokas was, in both cases, whether a person is machis nafshi l'sfeika, whether a person would enter himself into a suffik. Do we assume that? Pashas is a question of umdana. Or do we say, no, a person, when he says something, he's always only means the most limited context, the most limited application of his words, and therefore only one woman would be, one daughter would be miskadeshes. Okay, so the Gemara first asks, Mishiyesh lo shti keti kidei banos v'tzricha. What do you need both cases for? Both the case of Gdola and the case of Tana. Same exact case. Diyesh mida kamaisa, if you only had the first case, the kamaisa, bahach ka'amar Rabbi Meir. Maybe only there Rabbi Meir says that Gedola includes all the cases except for one. Tekiva de'ika zutra mina l'ha gedola karila. Because in that case, in the case where let's say you have three in the older group and three in the younger group, then everyone can be called a gedola in relative terms. Meaning even the middle one of the younger group is a gedola compared to the youngest one. So people do that. Avo b'haim amodi leiler Rabbi Yossi. Diktana l'ha ketana tekulu karila. But maybe I would have thought that when somebody says Ktana, they mean the Ktana. And therefore, it would only be the youngest of the youngest. So that's why I need the second case to teach me, even in that case, we have the Machlokas. The E et Mar Baha, Baha Kamar Rabbi Yossi, and if I only have the second case, maybe only there Rabbi Yossi would say, you only have the Ktana Shebektanos, Avabach Eva Modi Lidra Meir Tzricha. The Gemara, for some reason, without explaining really, thinks that there's more of a chance that Ktana would mean real Ktana, then meaning absolute Ktana, and Gedola would mean more relative. Right? The Gemara assumes that that's how people talk. That's how people talk. Good. Says the Gemara Lameimra, Rabbi Meir Savar, Machis Inish Nafsi L'Sveika, for Rabbi Yossi Savar, Lo Machis Inish L'Sveika. So is this machlokas, the basis, as we just explained it, is whether a person puts themselves into a situation of suffik and therefore would aser both of his daughters, more than one of his daughters, five of his daughters? Is that really true? That's the machlokas. But we learned the machlokas in the opposite direction in the Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim. That's not. The Mishnah says in Nedarim, Hanoder ad haPesach, if somebody makes a neder that they're not going to do something or they're going to do something until Pesach, Aser Achi Yagia. Aser until Pesach comes. Aser Achi Yagia. Right? We all want to make sure that we don't eat too much before Pesach, because Pesach is all about eating. So a person goes on a diet until Pesach. Aser Achi Yagia. Achi Yehe Pesach. But if somebody uses that lashon, Aser Achi Yetze. That's through Pesach. Sheyiyah means until it has been. Aser Achi Yetze. What if they use Ad Pinei Pesach? The face of Pesach. So that can mean the face of the first day of Pesach, the face of the, right? And as long as there's more Pesach behind you. So what does that mean? So Rabbi Meir Omer Aser Ache Yagia, which sounds like a person is not machlet themselves into a situation of suffik. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ache Yetze. So machlokas. And the machlokas goes in the opposite direction of our Mishnah. There, Rabbi Yossi seems to say, you are machas nafshi l'sveika, and Rabbi Meir says not, and our Mishnah says the opposite. So, Amar Rav Chanina, Bar Avdimi, Amar Rav, Mochlefes Ashita. Okay, flip them. The Atanya, after all, the Brisa says, Zaklal Koshizvano Kavua Vamar Ad Pinei, Rabbi Meir Omer Ad Sayyid, Ad Sheyetse, Rabbi Yossi Omer Ad Sheyagia. So we have another Brisa that flips them, so we assume that is the proper Misora. The Gemara compares these cases, even though we have to acknowledge that Nidarim is always tricky. Because Nidarim is always that Holchin Acher Lashem Bnei Adam. Right, you always go by Lashem Bnei Adam and Nedarim. So that's why it's always tricky to ask a question from Nedarim onto other areas of Halacha, which have more formal requirements. Unless the fact that the Gemara is not bothered by this comparison, it's because the principle of Machis Nafshei Inish Lusveka is also based on Umdana. It's based on what people normally do. Not that there is specific power in the language that someone uses. But it's all about Umdana. So this one, so Nedarim and this case are all about just what people do. What is the normal practice, what they have in mind, and therefore the Gemara would be able to compare them without a problem. Okay, Amar Abaya, three lines to the bottom, next limitation on our Mishnah. Amar Abaya, Machlokas, Bishteki Tebanos. The Machlokas in our Mishnah, Remeir and Rabiosi, is when you have two groups of daughters. Let's say you have three older daughters and three younger daughters. That's where there would be a Machlokas. Ava Bakat Achas. But if you only have one group, let's say you have five daughters. They're all like one after another. Then, Divrei HaKol Gdola Mamish, Ktana Mamish. Everybody would agree that the Gdola means the oldest, Ktana means the youngest. Emsa is Bishma Karila. And the middle one is neither. Because the middle one you would call by her name. Meaning, if you would say Gdola, according to Abaya, Gdola either means the oldest or older than a group of sisters. That's what Gdola means. Gdola wouldn't just mean older than a sister. Gdola would mean the oldest or older than a group. That's what the Abaya assumes. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Masa La Abaya Elameata. But one second. Once that's true, then what about Elameata Emtsoas Shebekat Shnia? So let's talk about, let's say in the case of our Mishnah that you're saying that there are two groups. The middle daughter in the younger group. So that should be mutter anyway. Why? Because in the case of you're saying, oh, Gdola includes only if you're older than a group or the oldest, so that girl is older than one other sister. So according to your Svarabaya, it shouldn't work. So it must be maybe the Mishnah is not that case. The Mishnah is talking about even if it would be one group, being older than anyone would be good enough. Right? That's the Kasha. The Gemara says, "Hachamayaskinan b'she'ein sham el gdola v'ktana." Maybe the case is in the Mishnah where there isn't in the Katshnia except two girls. Right, Rashi on the third line, "B'she'ein sham b'katshnia shum emtsois lahachi tani asurus kulan." You're right. According to Abaya, if there was a girl that was only older than one other girl, you would not call her a gdola. It's got to be older than a group of girls or the oldest girl. So that's why in the younger group in the Mishnah, it has to be only two girls. And it also is logical to say this based on the language of the Mishnah. Dim isa te'ika lisne. Because after all, if there was another girl in there, say it explicitly. That would be a big chiddush, right? Against, meaning to relating to what Abaya was machadesh. So it must be that there was no middle girl, middle daughter. Says the Gemara, really? If that's true, emsois shebekat rishona. What about the middle daughter? If you're telling me, right, according to what we just said, the older group has at least three girls. The lower group only has two girls. So emsois shebekat rishona. So what about the middle one in the older group? Devadai sveka. It's for sure not 100% clear that you say gdola. She's not the oldest. She's older than the whole younger group. But it's not the oldest, but it would still be a chiddush to say it. So, va'asirale miktanila, and she is still considered ne'aseres because she's older than the younger group. So, why did it say that? That would be a chiddush to say that. And therefore, the Gemara says, so maybe there's no raya, that Abaya is correct. Right? We reject the hachi nami mistavra. So the Gemara says, no, hachi asha, wait a minute. There's a difference why the Mishnah should have been explicit with the younger group's middle child and didn't have to be explicit with the older group's middle child. Why? Hasi asha, wait a minute. Hasam, in the older group, tanak tana didali isura. The youngest one of the older group is already ne'eseres, because she's considered a gdola. So of course the one older than her. So of course, if you say daughter number three, let's say there were three in the older group, then for sure daughter number two is considered gdola, because it's gdola than the one that's already answered. That's why the Mishnah can leave it out. Hacha im isa de'ika nisne. But the younger group, middle one, it should have said it. Because we wouldn't have known that, because the one younger than her is not ne'eseres. She's for sure not gdola. She's the youngest. And therefore, we defend the hachinami mistafra. Amalei Rafuna Breda Rav Yishua LaRava, finishing this up. HaPesach, but 1 minute, get back to our comparison before. The case of Pesach, Pnei Pesach, Dechikat Achaz Dami, that's similar to one kat, you don't have two groups, it's just Ad Pnei, until the face of Pesach. So what days are included in that? Uplegi and the Silla Machlokes, relating to that. I, according to you, Abaya, you say that everybody would agree. So Amalei, Hasam Balishta Da'alma Kamiflegi. There they're arguing about what how people talk. Mar Sover ad Pnei Pesach ad Kami Pischa. Pnei Pesach would mean that before Pesach comes, before Pesach starts. Mar Sover ad Mifni Pischa. And one says, no, it means until Pesach passes. Right? So that's, as we said before, whenever you have a question of Neder or Amira, the question is, what does the person mean? Okay, that's really finishing up yesterday's discussion. And now we get into today's Sukkah. Says the Mishnah here in Kiddushin, Daf Samachay, as we continue in Perakha Omer. Homer Leisha, couple of cases. Homer Leisha Kidashtich, man goes over to a woman and says, I married you. I'm your husband. I married you. She's not wearing a ring. The Hiomeris, Lo Kidashtani, she says, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not married to you. Right? A couple comes and says, she says, I wish you would marry me. Or, I don't wish, but either way, he says I'm married you, and she says I'm not. So, who usher bikrovo seho? He is usher to her relatives, because he, as Rashi here says, shavya anafshi chaticha di isura bahoda aso. This is Shas topic number one for today. Shavya anafshi, right? He has created an isur on himself, so he's usher in her relatives. Vehi mutez bikrovov, but she can marry anybody she wants, because, as we'll see, are there witnesses here? Maybe there aren't two witnesses, that's for sure. So she's mutter in his krovim, right? That's his shavian afshe does not affect her. He mutter es bekrovav. Case number one. Let's finish the cases and then we'll talk about that. He omeres kidashtani. She says the opposite. She says, you married me. V'hu omer lo kidashtich. And he says, no, I didn't. So who mutter bekrovav seha? V'yasur bekrovav. Same thing, the opposite case. Case number three. Kidashtich vihi omeres lo kidashta elabiti. It's the same yisod, but other case. He said, I married you, and she said, you didn't marry me, you married my daughter. So who aser bikrovos gedola? Right? He is aser in the krovos of the mother, because that's who he says he married. Vigedola muteres bikrovav. The mother's muter and everybody. Who muter bikrovas ktana? Ktana muteres bikrovav. And he is mutter in the krovas of the ktana, but the ktana is mutter as bikrovav, because what do we see here? The mother doesn't have the power to aser for the daughter. Right? So you don't say shavya nafshe for the daughter in this case, that there's a ne'amanus. We'll have to talk about that. There's no ne'amanus of the mother to say that the daughter was miskadeshes. And finally, the opposite. Kidashti is bitech. I married your daughter. Vihi omer is lo kidashta ela osi. No, you married me. Who aser bekrovos katana? Because he is shavya nafshi on himself. He's aser in the relatives of the daughter. Viktana muteres bekrovav. The daughter is mutter. Who mutter bekrovos gedola? Vigdola asura bekrovav. Right? The girl is asura because she says, you married me. So, the principle the Mishnah tells us, the principle of shavya nafshi. A person could create isurim on himself, number one, but that number two, it cannot affect, he cannot create isurim for others. The Ksos in Siman Lamed Daled discusses two Shas topics. One of them comes up here, right here, Shavi Nafshi. The other one comes up on Amud Beis, which we'll get to B'Hashem a little bit later. And that's the principle of Hodas Baal Din Kamea Edim Dami. If the Baal Din is modet to something, so it's like 100 witnesses. So those are very similarly related concepts. Not fully. Hodas Baal Din is usually by Dine Mamanis. Usually I admit that I owe money. Hodas Baal Din. Shavi Nafshi is in the world of Isurim. Shavya nafshi chaticha di isura. But the same question is asked by the Achronim in both of the sugyas. And that is, well, why? How does it work? What's the mechanism that both of them would be understood? Right? And basically the question is, do we really assume it's true? Are they creating a reality that's true? Or are they just creating Yisurim for themselves? Or obligations for themselves? Somebody comes and says, I owe you $100. So does he really? Does he really owe? And we assume that there's a prior obligation and he was just been Mavarer the past? Birur, or what we would call ne'emanus, different ways that the Achronim formulated, or would we say no? It just means that he is accepting on himself an isser, an obligation, what we might call neder, right? We might call a neder, it's like a promise, it's a hischaivus, right? Different, all the Achronim kind of seem to say the same chakira, but they say it in different ways. So, for example, the Ksos in Simon Lama Dalid discusses Haldas Baldin Kame Edem Dami, he quotes, from the Umiksas Shekasvu Gam Avor Isi Lamaharit Shedachada Verzeva Kasa Dimhaya Mitores Neder Havi Mahani Be Sheila. He the Maharit says, I think it's what we would call Ne'emanus. He's saying it's true because if it would be like a Neder, then a person would be able to undo it with Sheila. Right? And then the Kso says, I think it's Ne'emanus. Gam Bedin Shavian Avshe Chadir Li Sura Havi Midin Ne'emanus. Tekiva Dehem in a Torah Lachol Adam Al Atzmo Im Kain Bein B'mamon Bein B'Isser La'olam Ne'eman Al Atzmo. Where the Ksos is a fan of saying Shavian Avshe is Ne'emanus. Ha'ikra Tam Da Torah Lo Pasla Ela Psulim. Ela alachirim, aval alatzmo heeminu Torah. V'nasan lo ne'emanus kamea edim v'yafinu lamidachsiv ki huzeh. As we will see with Shem and Rashi on Amid Beis. So that's a question that is asked both by Shavi Anavshei and by Hodas Baldin. Where, how much is it a real believing? How much is it, okay, you can create isurim for yourself. There are differences between the two. You don't have to always put these principles together. So some Achronim, Rishul Grzovsky writes in Ksubis, Shavya Nafshei, the Halachi Nafkamina. Could you go back on your Shavya Nafshei or Hodos Baldin with an Amasla, with an excuse? Right? The Gemara in Ksubis discusses, a woman says, I'm an Ida. And then a day later she says to her husband, really, I was just not feeling well. So I didn't want to be with you, but really, I'm not an Ida. So is that allowed? Could Shavi Anafshe be undone through an Amasla? So he explains that there's a chilek. Shavi Anafshe can be done through an Amasla. Hodos Baldin cannot be done through an Amasla. Why? Because Hodos Baldin already is mechayiv you to someone else. Now that you owe them, you can't retract that. Right? You already mechayiv yourself to them. Zachin la'adam. Mashenke b'Shavi Anafshe. So you see that there could be differences between the two. They don't always go together, but that is... that is an important principle. Okay, there's a lot more here, but let us continue. That's Shavya Nafshe. Oh, just one other R. The Cheshek Shlomo, right here. The Cheshek Shlomo on the Gemara, Shlomo Mivilna, writes in the back on our Gemara right here, and it says in the Hashmatos, he says, Mikan Yesh Lahotzi. This principle that where he's talking about an Amid Beis, but also relates here to Amid Aleph. That which we say, Haldas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, Ne'eman B'Toras Edus, Dekiva Shehoda Ba'atzmo Shalavim Istamu Emes. He says, I think you learn from this Gemara that Shavi Anafshe and Haldas Baldin work through Edus and it's meaning Edus Ne'emanus, and it's not just Shavi Anafshe. Why? Because what's going on here? What is the husband saying? I'm married to you? So, marriage, as we will see, it's not. It can't just be like I accept isurim of marriage, right? If he says he's married, then we believe that there was an act of kiddushin, and therefore says the Cheshek Shlomo, and we're going to see in the Gemara soon. Well, let's say the husband and the wife both say we're married, and there was only one aid. So if you say Shavi and Avshe there, it can't just be a hischaivus. Avamavin amischaiv mode ain sarach edus klal. Right, like he quotes the Ksos, as mamaksha shasacha, gabi kiddushin lo shayach ischayvus klal, din be'emes lo kiddush meikara ein mamish bedvarav. And therefore he says, ani etadi gamikan raya brura, negen mari ben leib, who says it's just a neder, v'chulu. So he assumes, the Cheshek Shlomo, that our whole Gemara, that talks about this in the context of Kiddushin, is a raya to the ne'emanus, or birur side, and not just a neder, his chayvus side. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, So Dvar first deals with why do we need all of these cases that tell me the same yisod. What do you need, both case number one and case number two, where she says it and where he says it? If you only add it by him, where he says, I married you, so he's also with her relatives. You might say there, we aser on him and don't aser on her, because a man doesn't matter so much. You know why? Because if there are some women that are aser to him now, okay, there are plenty of women that are mutter to him. Right? A man, the fact that he is nasar doesn't affect him as much. Aval ihi, but by the woman, ema ilav tekimla bedibura lo havis amra velitzar ihu bekrovo say. Right? If she wouldn't be telling the truth, she wouldn't be coming here, because now a woman, as we've said a number of times in the Masechta, can't be married to more than one man, and therefore if she's connected to one man, yes, we had a couple of days ago about right, afilu mea kedushin tofsin ba, right, that was the chiddush on daf samach, but pashtos, as Tosas pointed out there, a woman can't be married to more than one man, so if she's coming, then maybe we should believe her across the board, because she wouldn't mess herself up like this. Kamash malan, still, her shavi anafshi cannot affect the husband. That's one. That's why we have case number two. What about the opposite? Kidashtich vihi omeres v'chulu hasu lamali itzrich the following. Sakda da chamina mida oraisa hemne rachmana la'av. You might say, I'm sorry, this is going on case number three, right? You might have said that mida oraisa, the father is believed, right? Kiddushek tana, kiddushek bito, mida rabbanan himnu alidida. So maybe on a derabbanan level, their mother should have ne'emanus. On the Daraisa level, the father does. On the Rabbana level, if the mother says, my daughter is married, maybe we should believe her. V'titzar barta v'dibura. And her daughter should become ne'aseres through her words. Kamash malan. We don't say that. She does not have that ne'amanus about the daughter. Fine. Last case. Kidashti is bitcha v'chulu. Hasul amali. What do you have case number four for? I did this on a ha, tananamiha. Okay, just to make it parallel. Period. Itmar. Rav Amar Kofin. Rav says Kofin. In what case? In a case where she is now Ne'eseres. Let's say it's case number two, where she says, I married you, and he says, I have no idea what you're talking about. So Rav says, you force him to give a get. You don't want her to be stuck for the rest of her life. So you force him to give a get. Kofin. Ushmuel Amar Mivakshin. Shmuel says, no, you ask him. Can't force. He didn't get into this quandary. So, ahai. So, what case are we talking about? Ilei Ma'arisha. Are we talking about the first case where he says, I'm married to you, and the woman says, I'm not? So, lav kofinika v'lo mavakshinika. Can't be talking about that case, because the woman is not married at all. The woman can do whatever she wants. So, it can't be talking about that case, but like we just explained it, Ela Seifa must be talking about the second case, where she says, I married you, and he says, no, you didn't. So, she's Neseres now. She's stuck. So, Bishlama Mevakshin Fai, I understand why we would Mevakish Lachaye. Good. Because he didn't start this, but we would ask him if he could do this. Ela Kofin Amai. Why would we say Kofin? Why would we force him? El Amar Lo Nichali, right? Why can't he say back to us? Lo Nichali Ditzer Bekreva. Right now, he's not usher to anybody. Except for, right, the wife. He would have to give her a Kedushin, because he says, I didn't marry you. But right now, he's mutter to all of her relatives. And we're going to force him to give a get. Maybe he could say, I don't want to be Nasar to all of her relatives. Right? We learned earlier, Achos Grushasa was Nasar Daraisa. Right? So, why would we force him? So, Ela Shmaisa Ahadadi Itmar. Really, says the Gemara, there was no machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel. They were talking about two different elements, right? It's not Ahadadi, right? Rashi says in the 6Y line, Lo lachlok zu al zu ba'u. They're not coming to argue on each other. Elo lahosif ha'acharon, mashalo pirish harishon. Right, they're adding to each other. Back to the Gemara. Amar Shmuel. So how should we understand this? Amar Shmuel mevakshin mimeno litein get. We ask him to give a get. Amar Rav im nasan get me atzmo. But if he gives a get without being asked, kofen oso litein ksuba. Then we force him to give the ksuba, because then we see he's kind of admitting to what happened, and then we would force him. 2 points. Number one, what happens? Ask the Rashba if he's just a nice guy, and therefore he knows that she's stuck, so he gives it to her, but only because he feels bad for her. So says the Rashba, umistavra. de'im chacham v'yodea shehi asura la'alma v'nosan get me'atzmo upiresh shal das keinu kosev shalot tisagein ain't kofanos oli ten ksuba. If he says beferish, I just feel bad for her, but it's not because I'm admitting to anything, then mistama, that would work, that he would not have to pay the ksuba. Number one. Number two, the other issue brought up here is what Tosfos brings up. Tosfos on top, mikan yesh lo chiyach. The fact that there's a discussion of ksuba here, it means dalmana min eris and yesh lo ksuba v'yafil lo kasav. A sugya that is a ksuba's topic, a kedusha topic. Does a woman get a ksuba mishas erisin or mishas nisuin? Sounds like from this gemara, say the rishonim that it's min ha'erisin, because that's our whole discussion here. It's all about kedushin. Da mistama hachamayri delo kasavla di kasavla emki ma'im avakshin shaykh lo'im rahacha. If there is a ksuba there, elosh ma'mina t'mayri delo kasavla. He didn't write her a ksuba v'yafilu hachi kamar kofanosa. That's what it sounds like from our gemara, that it would be a mana or a grusha would get a ksuba min ha'erisin. The geonim in general, quoted by all the rishonim, the Rashba here also, once we have it open, the geonim say no, not true. Ain ksuba la'arusa ela v'shakasavla. What about this case? V'hacha v'shashar ksuba yosi mitachas yada u'bemakom shekosven ksuba yachakach mekadshin. That's what you have to say. She's holding the ksuba, so why isn't that a raya that they're married? It must be a case where, a place where they write the ksuba before marriage, like we do. Right? We write the ksuba before marriage. Let's say the ksuba was written. The problem is, though, the woman wouldn't have it. We only give the woman the ksuba after the marriage. So maybe there are cases where she would have the ksuba before the marriage. But that is the discussion that we've shown him about when a ksuba was written. Okay. Continuing. Itmar Nami. Amar Rav Acha Bar Ada Amar Rav Yamrila Amar Rav Acha Bar Ada Amar Rav Hamnuna Amar Rav Kofin Umavakshin. You do both. You force and you ask. Tarati, how could both of those be true? Hachi Kamar Mivakshin Mimenu Litin Get. You ask him. V'Nasa Me'atzmo Kofin Asol Ding Suba. Good, as we just explained it. Period. Amar Rav Yehuda. Here's the sugya. Hamekadesh Be'ed Echad Ein Choshin LeKidushav. As we said, so far what we have Shavya Nafshe, we had Ados Baldin. Now we get into the sugya of Eid Echad. Eid Echad. And then we're going to get into the sugya of Eidim. And then we're going to get into the sugya of Eidus Umdana. So, again, like I said, Samachay is jam-packed. HaMekadish Be'ed Echad, Echoshin L'Kiddushin. If somebody gets married in front of one witness, they're not married. Even if everybody agrees. Bo, Minei Mei Rav Yehuda, Shemo Demai. What if they both admit that they got married in front of the one witness? In Velav Velaf Rafia Biyade. Sometimes he said yes, sometimes he said no. It was soft in his hand. He wasn't sure. In Mar Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel Makadish Beidechad Ein Choshen Lekidushav V'Afilu Shnehem Odim. That's what we paskin. Even if they both admit, even if there's a video camera and we can watch the marriage take place and there's one aid there, they're not married. They're not married because you need two witnesses there. Le'ikuva. Says the Gemara. Our case of the Mishnah. He says, I married you. She says, no, you didn't. What's the case in the Mishnah? If there are witnesses that saw the marriage, then, of course, she should be Ne'aseres. There are two witnesses that she got married. And if there are no witnesses, so why is he Aser than anybody? Right? So we man of Shach. So, Elo La Beit Echad. It must be one witness. So one witness is not strong enough to aser her, but maybe it's strong enough to aser him. Maybe you see that at least there is a chashivus to one aid. Rashi here has an important lashon. Rashi says, four lines from the bottom. De aid echad. You know what? Let's just finish the Gemara and then we'll read that lashon. So the Gemara answers, what's the case? Hachamai askinan ki unto amar lakidashach with neploni uploni. He says, no, there were two witnesses. Vahochalam lemedina sayam. But they're not here. He says two witnesses, but there are no witnesses here. So if he says two, that's why he's usher in her krovim. But there's nobody here that she's not usher in anybody. What was the Hava Mina about Eid Echad? Rashi, four lines from the bottom. De Eid Echad chashiv l'chayev shvua b'dinei mamonis. We know, what's the evidence? The evidence is one Eid Echad is not strong enough to be motzi mamon. If I bring an Eid that says that I owe you, if I bring an Eid that you owe me money, so I'm not motzi mamon from you, but I make you swear. If I bring no witnesses, you could just say, leave me alone. But if I bring one Eid Echad, you have to swear to me that you don't owe me the money. That's a Shvuah Daraisa. The three Shvuahs Daraisa, Shvuahs Bodim Miksas, Shvuahs HaShomrim, and Shvuahs Eid Echad. The three Shvuahs outside of Beis Din. So, or Beis Din would be Mechayev them. It just means not the other Shvuahs, sorry, the Shvuahs in Beis Din, in Toin V'nitan. Anyway, so what does that mean? That an Eid Echad is not strong enough to be Motzi Mamon, but is strong enough to be Mechayev a Shvuah on a Daraisa level. So what is Eid Echad? Is Eid Echad weak? Is Eid Echad strong? Is Eid Echad really half of two witnesses? It's very strong. It's half of two witnesses. After all, do you focus on the Chi of Shvuah, or do you focus on the lack of ability to be Mosi Mamon? How strong is an Eid Echad? Says the Rashi here. Eid Echad chashuv l'chai of Shvuah b'dinei Mamonis. That's a fact. Hilkach be'ervanami. This is the Havamina. Be'ervanami chashuv l'skayim kiddushim b'fanav u'bilvash yushnei amodim. So maybe it is good enough to accomplish something in the world of Arayos. And the Gemara says, no, it's not talking about a case of Eid Echad. But this is the sugya. How do we look at Eid Echad? Let's ask the same question we asked earlier by Shavi and Avshe. When an Eid Echad says something, is that more of a birur or is that more of a hanhaga of just what we do? Well, you could go to the next question. Well, why do we trust two witnesses? Pashas, you would say, because two witnesses are mevarer. Two people wouldn't lie together, two witnesses are mevarer. But even that is not so clear. The Rambam's Lashon, in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, the Rambam says, why do we trust a Navi Emes? How do we know if he's a Navi Emes? Maybe he's also a Navi Sheker. Maybe he just did signs and he's tricking us. Says the Rambam, once he does exactly what the Torah says, you have to believe him with. So you believe him. Might he be lying? Yes. But you know what? The Torah says to believe him. The Rambam says, just like you trust two witnesses. Do you know 100% that they're telling the truth? No. End of Perek Zion. Shebekach nitztavinu, kemoshe nitztavinu, lachtocha din al pishnei eidim ksherim, v'yaf al pishe efshar sheheidu b'sheker, hol v'ksherim heimetzleinu, ma'amidin osan al kashrusan. So we're ma'amidin, they have a cheskas kashrus. But it doesn't, we don't know for sure, even by two witnesses. But let's say we do know for sure. Let's say you take the approach that it is a birur. So what about Eid Echad? That is a shaila. And again, this is a question that you could ask in many areas of halacha. There are at least six areas of halacha, just to put together, where we have the halachas of Eid Echad. Eid Echad Emet Bisurin. And Eid Echad is believed. If one person says, this is kosher, so I believe them. It's kosher. What's the source of that? That's Machlokas Rashi Tosas, the first daf in Gittin. Discussed that months ago. Right? Is it based on the pasuk by Nida, the Safra law? Is it a Svara? But that's Isurim. Number two, in the world of Shvuah, as we said, Eid Echad is believed to be Mechayev Shvuah, but not believed to be Mechayev Mamon. Number three, in Sota, Tumas Sota, on a Daraisa level, one aid is believed enough that the woman does not drink the Sota waters. Right? The aid ain't ba. Right? Eid Echad asks the Sota Baila. She doesn't drink anymore. Egla Arufa, we discussed at the end of Sota. Lo Noda Mihi Kahu. Right? If there's one aid, so this is all on a Daraisa level, there are contexts where an Eid Echad is believed. Right? The, by Eid Asisha. So, you know, Milsa Davidi Legluye. We trust the whole second half of Yevamos, right? We trust a woman to, or a man or anybody to say that a man died so the woman can get remarried. So that works with Daiko Mitzvah, Vidilagluye, but we see there are elements where an Eid Echad would believe on a Daraisa level, and there are elements where he would not be believed, right? So that is the big machlokas we show him. Whether an Eid Echad we know is Machayev Shvuah, could an Eid Echad pater from a Shvuah? Machlokas Rishonim. Let's say you bring an Eid Echad that I owe you money. What if I bring an Eid Echad that I don't owe you money? Does that pater from a Shvuah? That's not clear in the Gemara. That's Eid HaMisayeya. So this is a big discussion in many different areas of Halacha. It's a great sugya. Rabbi Chanan assumes in Kovetz Ha'aretz the Eid Echad is what we would call Hanhaga. Not Birur. Eitu Eidim are Birur. Samach Dalad. Nerebizeh the Yeshchilek. Bein ne'emanis eid echad le'ne'emanis shnayim. D'shnayim mevarin es ha'maisa birur gomor. V'yalkein lo mahani tainas bari negdan. Mishum debarur lanu shu meshaker. Avol be'eid echad afilu makam shu ne'eman. Ein lanu birur al ha'maisa. Ela sheish lismoch al dvarav le'inyin shein sorach lachosh le'sar ha'safik. But it doesn't mean it's a birur. That's a balchan and samach dalet gimel in Kovetz Ha'aretz. Okay, next. Let's continue. Eisvei, couple lines up from the bottom. Eisvei, Hamagaris. Let's again try to ask Akasha on the shita that says, and that's what we hold. Even if they both admit, there's no marriage. Hamagaris is Ishtavlani Marabuntaki. Remember the case? cases of get yashan and similar cases. A man divorces his wife and then is together with her at an inn. They had yichud. So do we worry that he was makadishur again? No. You need another get. So hey chidami. If there are witnesses, my tamad beishamai. Vidaleka eda my tamad beisila. If there are witnesses on the kiddushay bia, or if they're not, how can there be a machlokas here? El olav eid echad. Maybe there could be a machlokas if you have a middle case. There's an eid echad here, and that's the machlokas. Says the Gemara. Ulatamechem aseifa. What about the last line of the Mishnah? Umodim beniskarshim and ha'erison. But they both agree. Even Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel agrees. But if they were only had Erisin the first time, they didn't have Nisuin. Niskashim and Erisin, Shein Shrichim and Agetsheni. You don't need a second get. Mipnei Shein Libo Gaspa. We don't assume that he was with her. He had Bia with her because they didn't have that. They don't have that special connection yet after Nisuin. But V'Yisak Adaitach Eid Echad Mehemen. But if you say it was one aid that saw the Kiddushe Bia, Malim and Erisin, Malim and Nisuin. What difference would it make? So the Gemara says that case can't be have anything to do with Eid Echad. So what's the machlokas about? Elacha Mayaskina, Gonti Ika, Eide Yichud, Faleka Eide Bia. There are Eidim on the Yichud, but there are no Eidim on the Bia. And the machlokas here is about that topic. Beishamai Savri, Lo Amrinan, Heinein Eide Yichud, Heinein Eide Bia. Beishamai says, Eide Yichud, do not translate into Eide Bia. Exactly. There's no chazaka that they for sure had bia in this case. Beisil says, you do say it. You could jump. Again, this is just Eide Yichud. The Gemara elsewhere talks about, you don't have to, even the Eidim don't have to actually see the Maisa Bia. Even if they see Kedera Kamenafim, you know, that might be also good enough, but you need more than Yichud. Need more than Yichud, according to Beisil, in this regard. Umodim, and in that case, that you're able to jump from Eide Yichud to Eide Bia, that is only if Umodim Vaday bin Isgarshim in Ha'erisin to Lo Amrinan, Hein Eide Yichud, Hein Eide Bia. Then you understand Beis Hillel's Chilek. That if they never had Nisuin before, then you wouldn't make that jump. Mebnei She'ein Libo Gaspa, because they don't have that type of relationship. Period. This is the next topic that we could spend time on. Whether the Sugya of Hein Eide Yichud, Hein Eide Bia, which the Gemara doesn't say it here, but the Ritva, for example, adds in the Lashon of if there was Yichud, then there was Bia, and then what? And then Beis Hillel requires a get. Why? Maybe there was just a Maisa's Nus here. Maybe it was just Nus. Right? Who says he wants to remarry this woman? He divorced her. Maybe he just couldn't control himself, and he was Mazana with her. Says the Ritva, add in, She'ein Adam Ose Im Ishto Shegiresh Be'ilaz Nus. If you already have that relationship, you're not going to have a bias nos here. Masha ain't kain, but the Ritva does say, Biba ala pnuya da alma, afilu bivne edim. What if it's stama maisas nus? Do you have to be worried about ein adam osa bi'ilaso bi'ilas nus? Says the Ritva, you do not always say that. You say that when there's a prior relationship. So where there was, maybe they were talking about shiduchin beforehand, or here they were married. So what's the Ritva's lashon? Ein adam osa im ishto shegiresh beilas nus. Ma she'enkin bebala pnuya ta'alma afilu b'fnei edim. Da'hasam adam osa beilas nus. Ve'enes richa get. Shelo kedas miksas ga'onim. Not like the shita of some ga'onim. Which ga'onim? So these are ga'onim that we mentioned before. The Rambam quotes these ga'onim. In Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Tes of Hilchas Gerishin, the Rambam quotes an unbelievable sheet of the ga'onim that the Ritva also quoted. That you say, Ein Adam Osa Bilas Bilas Nus, always. Horu Mixas Ga'onim, says the Rambam. Shekol Isha, Shedibal Bifnei Edim, Tzricha Get. Wow. Right? If any woman who is Mizan in front of witnesses needs a get, Chazaka Ein Adam Osa Bilas Bilas Nus. V'higdilu v'osifu b'davar zeh sh'alal daitam, and they even went as far at shahoru shemisha yesh lo ben mishpachto choshishin lo v'lo tisya b'mishto shemeshich reshivchazer agach bo'elel v'chulu. Said the Rambam, v'chazer Rambam elu rechokim hein be'enai ad ma'od midarki ha'ora. This is very far-fetched. V'ein roi lismoch aleihen shelo amru chachamim chazaka zu ela b'ishto shegirsha bilvad. Like our Ritva case. That's when you say it. O bim makadish al tnai obal stam. Or cases in ksubis. A man is makadish a woman al manah something, and then he's koneser, he marries her, and he's suin without repeating the tnai. So there we might say, There's already a context of marriage. Shaharei hi ishto. Ube ishto. Hu shechaz kaso sheino osa bi'ilas o bi'ilas nus. Ashi yafari she bi'ilas nus. O shi yafari shal tanayu boel. Avo b'shar ha'nashim harei kol zona b'cheska shabo l'shem znus. The opposite chazaka. Chazaka, a woman is mezana l'shem znus. A man is mezana l'shem znus. And therefore, says the Rambam, like the Ritva in our sugya, against those ga'onim. It's a limited, the principle of ena demosa bi'ilaso is limited. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Mar, Sumish Meid Ra'af, HaMekadish Meid Echad, Ein Choshen L'Kiddushin. Same thing, L'Kiddushav. V'yafilu Shnei Amodim, even if they both admit, there's no marriage. Amar Rabba Bar Afuna, HaMekadish Be'ed Echad, Be'dina Rabba Amri, Ein Choshen L'Kiddushav. Man Be'dina Rabba, who is that? Rav, V'yigad Amrei, Amar Rabba Amar Afuna, Amar Rav, HaMekadish Be'ed Echad, Be'dina Rabba Amri, Ein Choshen L'Kiddushav, Man Be'dina Rabba, Rebbe. See there, it was about Rav or it was about Rebbe. Fine. Masiv Rav Achtavoi Barami. Next question. Shnayim Shabo Medina Sayam. V'isha Imahem V'chavila Imahem. Three people come from Medina Sayam. Two men and a woman. The woman's holding a package. Woman's holding some assets. Ze Omer Zu Ishti V'zu Avdi V'zu Chavila Si. One of the men says, this is my wife, this is my Eved, and this is my bundle. V'ze Omer Zu Ishti V'zu Avdi V'zu Chavila Si. And the other one says the same thing. V'isha Omeres Elu Shnei Avadai. The chavila shali, right? And the woman says, "I don't know what they're talking about. These are my servants. This is my knapsack." So tzricha shnei gittin, two gittin. She needs two gittin. The govek subasa min chavila, and she takes her ksuba from the chavila mimanav shach. At least because now she's holding it. They're saying that they were married. It's fine. So echidami, what's the case here? Ida islei sadi lahai, islei sadi lahai. Are there witnesses to each one? That can't be. Mimatsi amra elu shnei avadai v'chavila shali. How would she be believed if there are witnesses that she's married? So, Ela la beit echad. So, what's the case? The Gemara keeps saying, what's the case where you can have a middle machlokes? Maybe it's about an eid echad case. And therefore, you see from there that even without a hodah, you would need a get. Right? Kasha. The Gemara says, v'tizbara. Eid echad ba'chasha mi mehemin. Even if you want to say one eid would be believed, but here there's one eid against one eid. They each have one aid that they married this woman, but that's eid echad b'chasha, so we'd throw them out anyway. So ela lemishri la alma de kuli amal pligi de shari. She's for sure a mutter. If there are no, she's for sure that there's war in two aidim. She's mutter to marry anybody. This is the issue. Tzricha shnei gittin k'tei ligvos ksubas min chavila. If she wants to collect a ksuba from the chavila, then she would need a get. For Rabbi Meir he da amar metatli mishtabdi l'ksuba, and that's the chiddush that this could be connected to her ksuba, but only if she gets the gittin. There's a story related, they tell a story of the Noda Behuda. One time there was two people traveling back to Prague, and there was a master and a wagon driver, and they sleep over in an inn, and the next morning the master wakes up and he sees, they were sleeping in the same room, the wagon driver had put on the master's clothes, and I left the wagon driver's clothes, and he said, and the guy's saying, get up, wagon driver. He's like, what are you doing? You're my wagon driver, he says. Not anymore. Nobody knows, right? He took his wallet. There's no driver's license. You could check the... No, I'm you and you're... So he doesn't know what to do. So they keep going to Prague, and he says, let's go to the Behuda. They have this argument. The guy's like, okay, fine. No proof. They go to the Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda hears the story. He says, I'm the wagon driver. He says, I'm the master. He says, I'm the master. He says, okay, you two go into a room. Puts them in the room for 20 minutes. He starts thinking and thinking. All of a sudden, he opens the door of the room and he says, okay, wagon driver, come here. So one of them all of a sudden starts getting up. Then he catches himself. He says, aha, you're the wagon driver. Right? Because he's b'mahuto. That's what he answered to. That's how he got. So it reminds me of this story that they each say that this is the case. Sometimes the post-it, the dying, has to think out of the box in order to come to the answer. Okay, again, there's more there about collecting from the chavila, the Rishonim discussed. Do you collect only up to the amount of the ksubas? What about the rest? Is it yehei munach? But that will continue. So my avialos, what are we paskin about this case of mekadish beit echad? Rav Kana amar ein choshen l'kiddushav. Rav Papa amar choshen l'kiddushav. Machlokes amar le Rav Ashi Rav Kahana my daltech the alphas dara davar mamon. What are you learning from Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana says that you learn davar davar, show me mamon, that you need two witnesses. Al pishnei edim yakum davar imala halon odos badin kvei edim dami afkana dos badin kvei edim dami. But then you should say, just like by dini mamonis, you have hodos badin and it works. So too here, it should work. Amarlei, hasam loka chayev lachrini. Hacha chayev lachrini. No, wait a minute. By Hodas Baldin, you know why it works? Because I'm not obligating or being mechayev anyone else. I owe money. Period. But here, I'm obligating others. Kachayev lachrini. What does that mean? I'm assuring relatives. And therefore, right, Rashi says, kachayev lachrini, shekrovo seha ne'esru bo, ukrovov ne'esarin bo. And therefore, it affects others. So that is why you cannot compare the cases of Aldas Baldin versus our case. So there is a major machlokas. It's known in the yeshivas as the machlokas Exos and Reb Chaim, about Edim. We know there are two kinds of Edim. There are what we call Edim. You know what? Let's just continue a few more lines because the Gemara says the types of Edim. Marzutra, Ravada Saba, Bnei, Drav Mari, Bar Isser. Palag Nechsayah, Bahadi Adadis. They split up their money. Oslakami, Drav Ashi, Amrulei. Al Pishnei Edim, Amr Rahmana. The Torah says you need two witnesses. Di'iboy, Lamadar, Lamazi, Haji, Behu. Are those two witnesses just to make sure that we don't retract on our agreement? Vianan, Lo Hadri, and we're not going to retract. So we don't need witnesses. O Dilma or Lomakami Milsa Elabisadi. That's a crucial line. Or the item doesn't stand except with witnesses. That's where we get the lashon of Ede Kiyum from that phrase of the Gemara. Lomakami Milsa Elabisadi. Omar Lohusi answered them, Lo Ivri Sadi Elishakri. Edom are just there to prevent lying, sheker, and therefore you don't need witnesses. That's by Mamanus. What about by Isurim? So, this is the machlokas between the Ksos and Reb Chaim. The Ksos in Reish Bem Aleph talks about the pashas of this Gemara. The Gemara seems to compare, right, Hodos Baldin, Edim by Dinim Amanis, and Edim by Gittin Vekidushin. The Gemara compares them. The question is, does the Gemara reject the comparison? So the Ksos seems to say not. Aye, so why do we paskin that you always need Edim? By Dinim Amanis, you don't always need Edim. You just need Edim so people can't lie afterwards. Why by Kiddushin do you always need Edim? And if Edim weren't there, the marriage didn't happen. Because by certain cases, we really want to make sure that there's no mix-up afterwards. But they're really what we might call super Edim Birur. Edim Birur, Edim Levarer Hadavar, to clear it up, to make sure we know what happened. And Edim, there's no real other qualitatively different type of category. Ede kiyum. Ede kiyum are l'kayim, the thing, so people don't lie afterwards. That's how the Ksos seems to formulate and does not reject this comparison that the Gemara makes. Reb Chaim, though, in Yibim Chalitza, Dalet HaZayin, and other Sfarim that he's quoted in, say no. When the Gemara says, kochayiv la'achrini, that is something major. It's not just saying, oh, here you affect others, here you don't affect others. The fact that you affect others means this is a different type of maisa. What we might call, a transcendental, affecting status act that the Torah demands. And not only does the Torah demand, if there aren't witnesses witnessing, then it didn't happen. There are certain actions in halakha that are so important, that are so significant, that if people aren't witnessing it, it didn't happen. That's what's called Edei Kiyum. L'kayem adavar. That's the tzad of the suffix the Gemara asks later on. Lo makayma milsa elabasadi. So which one? Right? That's the right. And that answers kind of the question, because the Rashba here asks on the Gemara, kochayev lachrini. What about a marriage where neither of them have any relatives? Right? That there's no chayev lachrini. There are no relatives. Right? The Rashba asks. So the Ritva says, no, there's still chayev lachrini with Eishes Ish. Right, there's still others, but Reb Chaim would say, no, Kachayim Lachrini is just a siman, that it affects others, which shows, that's a reflection that what you're doing here is something major. What you're doing here is not just a chovas gavra, that you are obligating yourself in something. No, this is an act that affects the world, and therefore, it is something that requires witnesses. Right, Reb Chaim's Lashon. To chiluk din gerushin v'kiddushin midin chalitza v'lishma. To begin v'kiddushin, he talks about the different dasas involved. Read the Lashon. To ha debin an eidim l'kiyume milsa. Hainu rak hecha she miskayim adavar midaito. Right? It's that you have a higher level of das here, and the item didn't happen without the eidim there. Right? It's my Rebbe Rosenzweig. Have his Lashon. Eidim create the formal solemnizing presence that the action of transcendence took place. I had to write that one down. Right? Again, it's a formal, solemnizing. It adds a certain chashivus. We might say that in English, or not in English. In Lamaisa, it adds a presence that creates the action, right? The formal solemnizing presence, that the action of transcendence took place, right? That, and that's what Kiddushin is. That's whenever you need a dikiyum, that is what would be required. So again, how do you read this Gemara? The Gemara, for sure, compares them in the Mai Daitech, Ima Lahalan. But when the Gemara comes up with Chov Lachrini and Lo Chov Lachrini, that's where the Gemara is suggesting that there's a rejection of the comparison. There are two different types of Edim in the world. There are Edei Birur, where the rule is Lo Ivri Sadi Elo Lashakri, and there are Edei Kiyum of Lo Mekayim Milsa Elo Basadi. Right? The two Lashonos right here play a huge role. One final point, and that is the Top Tosfos. Top Tosfos discusses where the Gemara sounds like Lamaisa. Okay, so you don't need Edim for Dine Mamanis. So this is the last Shas topic that we're going to talk about today. Again, there are like seven. Chalipin. You see from this Gemara, Tosfos says, Mikan Amar Rabbeinu Tam, She'ein Sarech Edim Lasos Kinyan. Sounds like from our Gemara, there's a machlokas in Baba Basra, whether you need Edim whenever you do a Kinyan Chalipin. Sounds like from our Gemara that you don't need, because Mamanis, you do a lot of Kinyan Chalipins by Mamanis, so it sounds like you wouldn't need. So we'll talk about again maybe at the beginning of tomorrow's year, why would you need Tosfos at the end? Also says other Gemaras sound like, but this Gemara sounds like you do not need witnesses for a Kinyan Chalipin. We'll have to see what the Tosfos HaRosh has to say about the matter, but Hashem, when we start again tomorrow, okay? We'll have to stop here by Amar Abaya. Again, jam-packed off. We try to do what we can as we continue in these sugyas.